Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County 4-H and Youth Coordinator Amy Green about the Clover Kids Clubs.
4-H is gearing up for the year, and one thing that goes along with 4-H is the Clover Kids Clubs. Can you explain what they are?
Clover Kids is our kind of ongoing youth experience for youth kindergarten through third grade. They get to participate in that, and that means that they have a club that they're a part of all year long, and they traditionally meet once a month with that particular club, and then also have opportunities to do things at the county fair as well. This is kind of the junior version of 4-H in some ways. With it being such a younger age group, though, there are a lot of differences, and we make sure that Clover Kids is just a really great social experience more than anything for some of the kids that age group, as they're learning to meet new people and make new friends and be in new kinds of environments. And so that's what we're working hard to expose those kids to.
And you said that they get a chance to take part in the county fair. What are some of the things that they get to do?
We have several different options for parents who want to get their kids involved in more. It's not a requirement, but just some opportunities. We have a pet show that they can bring in a pet of their choice, whether it's a pet in a bowl or a cage or on a leash. All of those things apply for them based on what they might have at home already. We also have some opportunities where they get partnered with 4-H'ers who have livestock projects already. And so it's not a requirement that these Clover Kids own an animal or are taking care of an animal all year, but they get to be partnered with a big kid who already has that. And they learn about that. They visit their homes a couple times, and then they get to also show that particular animal of that 4-H'er at the county fair. So we do that with rabbits and goats and sheep. And that's been a really popular learning experience for those younger kids.
And talk about an educational experience for those older kids to be partnered up and mentoring somebody.
Yeah, it's become really great leadership opportunity for them, and they get to kind of relive that excitement all over again through the eyes of those little ones getting to do some of those things for the first time. You forget how fun and exciting and energizing that is, and so I think it's good for them to experience that too with those partners of theirs.
And Clover Kids is a program that's been growing in Washington County, and you're looking for more club leaders, is that right?
Yes, we currently have 7 clubs that kind of spread throughout Washington County. It is a very valuable component of 4-H that we always want to make sure we have a safe and welcoming environment for these kids. And with kindergarten through third grades, that means you need a lot of adults. And so we are really strict to have one adult for every 10 kids. And we have a lot of kids in the county that fall into that age group of kindergarten to third grade, and a lot of them who want to be involved with our program. So we're working really hard and trying hard this fall to find the right adults to create some new clubs or work in partnership with clubs we already have going so that we can serve more kindergarten through third graders.
And would potential club leaders need to have a background in agriculture or education or anything like that?
We don't have any required set job backgrounds, I guess, but it's really valuable, really, that they just want to have a positive impact on young kids and have that energy level, because they obviously come with a lot of excitement to participate. The Extension Office provides training and resources. There's a background check involved. And then we do our best to help you lay out your year so that you feel comfortable and prepared for those different club meetings when they come up. So we definitely provide kind of the training that's needed, but it is very important, you know, that you enjoy spending time with kids that age and letting them learn and explore and do what kids do best.
And with that 1-10 ratio, you could potentially have a partner or a trio who wants to take this on.
Yeah, I think it's a lot more fun. They enjoy doing it, obviously. Even as adults, we enjoy doing things as our friends. So some of our best clubs have been made with parents who are already doing a lot of things together, potentially, or they are friends, and it's a great time for them also just to get to be kind of social and do things together. So they have fun planning the year out and then always seeing each other once a month for sure and preparing that type of thing. So we would encourage always to have 2 or 3 adults, and we can always take more. So if you have a group of friends and you know you have some kids who are getting involved, you know, that's where we've seen a lot of parents really enjoy doing this as a volunteer while their kids are involved in the program too. So they get to see what they're doing, have a hand in some of those activities and learning, and get to know the friends they're interacting with. You know, it's always fun to see your own kid in action. And so that allows some of our volunteers to do that. And I know they enjoy that too.
And if somebody is interested in doing this or wants to get some more information to see if it's the right fit for them, who should they contact?
You can call the Extension office at 653-4811 in Washington, and I would be happy to visit with them, meet with them. We could visit some clubs, talk to other leaders. I have a whole cupboard full of resources that we can kind of sort through together to kick the year off right and answer questions. So, yeah, Amy Green at the Extension office is kind of the go-to person for all of our volunteers, but stop out and visit us anytime, and we can get you some materials too.
That's been today's Washington Page with Washington County's 4-H and youth leader, Amy Green, speaking about the Clover Kids Clubs. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.